Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the Professional Roundtable here at Empire Radio. I'm your host, Crystal McCoy, and today we have the pleasure of speaking with the lovely owner at Higher Self Massage and Healer, located in St. Petersburg, Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, please give Christine Jalbar a warm welcome to the roundtable. Such a pleasure having you on the show with us this afternoon. Christine, how are you feeling today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So I would love for our listeners to learn a little bit more about you, Christine, and exactly what it is that you do at Higher Self Massage and Healing.
Yes, I am a certified Brennan Healing Science practitioner, which is an advanced form of energy healing. So I'm an energy healer. And I'm also a licensed massage therapist.
Very nice, very nice. Now, can you tell us a little bit, Christine, what originally inspired you to take on this type of career path?
I actually was a lawyer. I practiced law for about 10 years, mm-hmm. and I got into law because I wanted to make a difference. And I just discovered that it really wasn't fully in alignment with who I am, and so I was sort of on a path of self-discovery mm-hmm. and was meditating one day and saw myself in a room doing some sort of energetic healing work, which I didn't really know what that was. Mm. And so I Googled energetic body work, and two schools came up. One was a massage therapy school that had a bent on sort of Eastern modalities more. And the other one was the Barbara Brennan School of Healing, which was located in Miami, Florida. Mm-hmm. It was a four-year program, and it's a very prestigious, world-renowned school. So I studied there. I went into both schools, actually, and I received my massage therapy license, and after 4 years, I graduated from the Barbara Brennan School of Healing and became a certified Brennan Healing Science practitioner.
Love to
hear
that.
So with this work, I feel like I can really do, make a really profound difference in the lives of my clients and those that they touch, and it's work that I love, and it's work that's in alignment with who I am. Yeah.
Absolutely. I love to hear that, especially when you're naturally passionate about something and you're able to help others heal while doing it. That's probably one of the greatest blessings you can definitely have. So I want our listeners to learn a little bit more about how you are able to proceed and work as an energy healer, Christine, and you're able to balance charges, clears, and any aligns that your clients have, just to kind of get their energy fields at an equilibrium. So can you tell us a little bit more about how you use your holistic skills and you're able to pretty much help facilitate the optimal health and well-being of your clients?
Yeah, definitely. So a client will come to me and book a session. They'll come in and we'll do an intake, and during that time together, they're explaining kind of what's coming up for them, what they're experiencing, whether it's something physically or mentally or emotionally or spiritually or a combination thereof. And so we're talking about that, and as I'm interacting, I'm also perceiving the field and kind of what's happening in my client's body and energetic body. And then I'm looking at their auric field. I'm looking at their chakras. I'm seeing if there are any chakras that are closed or that need work done. I'm looking at the levels of their field, if there are areas of depletion or weaknesses or blockages that may need to be addressed. I'm looking at their the heart dimension, which is the dimension of intentionality, where we're in effortless intention. If we're in alignment with our heart, in alignment, we're in effortless intention, so we're in that flow. And oftentimes that can get out of whack and kind of cause havoc. So we do healings to, I do healings to align that as well.
Perfect.
So after assessing my client's field, we mm-hmm. go ahead and get on the table. They're fully clothed. This is for an energy healing session. And we call in our guides and angels, and we begin the session. And I'm taking an approach based on what I saw in the field, what I perceived, and also it's being guided by the guides that are present.
Most definitely. Now, Christine, would you be able to tell us a little bit more about how the process starts in the very beginning of the session? I know you go through with your clients and speak to them regarding their background, their presenting complaint, and of course, just different assets that you know, your client may need within their energy fields. Can you tell us a little bit how you go through that process with them?
Well, initially, we're talking, you know, they fill out a questionnaire, they fill out an intake form, and we look at, you know, kind of the basics and some of their history. Mm-hmm. And then we talk about kind of how they're feeling and what's happening in their life, what's happening physically, what's happening with them mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And then there's also, you know, times where I'm assessing their field and I'm getting information. So stuff is coming to me, whether I'm seeing it visually or I'm getting it as like a dream or I'm feeling it kinesthetically. So I perceive information differently depending on the client, depending on kind of just how I'm picking up at the time and what's wanting to be shown. So, you know, typically when a client comes in, I'm not going to receive every piece of information that could possibly, you know, possibly maybe needing to be addressed. I'm going
right.
to get the information that wants to be addressed in that session because you don't want to be inundated with stuff that's too much. Like there's something that's ripe. It's like on the verge of needing, of wanting to be addressed. And then there's divine guidance in there.
So right.
It's like what's wanting to come through is really kind of what presents. And it comes through usually pretty quickly.
Most definitely. And for our listeners that are tuning in, we are here with the lovely owner at Higher Self Massage and Healing, located in St. Petersburg, Florida. Christine, can you be able to give our listeners the best way they can contact you directly, that way if they have any other inquiries or concerns, they can reach you directly?
Yes, definitely. I'm reachable via my business phone, which is 727-410-6719. And they can also reach me at my, they can get information, more information about my practice and what I do on my website, which is www.higherselfenergyhealing.com. And for people that aren't from the St. Petersburg area, as far as the energy healing work that I do, I actually do remote sessions, long-distance healings, because
Very
I'm able
nice.
To do that without having to physically be there with my clients.
Love that, love that. So folks, she is not only held exclusively to Florida. If you need to be reached in another state or in another area, make sure you give her a call at that number. And then of course, visit the website at higherselfenergyhealing.com. Christine, it's been such a pleasure having you on the show with us today. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Pleasure's been mine. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And to our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be right back shortly after these messages.
Empire Broadcasting presents The Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila? She has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to, man to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.